This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, the Royals are back at it tonight. They are down in Miami, 6-10.
Come on, Royals.
First pitch against the Marlins. That means Vern's on deck show is at 5 o'clock today. Then you got a little 3-10 baseball on Saturday, followed by a 12:40 first pitch on Sunday. The Royals will send, I just saw it earlier, Alcantara for the Marlins tonight. And then is it Seth Lugo tonight, maybe?
Currently unlisted on MLB's site, but yeah, it's probably Lugo.
Yeah, I don't know why it's unlisted, but I think it's Lugo. I know he's pitching this week. Yeah. I just don't know if it's tonight. Anyway, Royals second half. We'll talk more about it after What's Trending.
Little other Royals news. Michael Massey is also set to begin a rehab assignment in Arkansas tonight, so hopefully he's not too far away either. Next up on What's Trending, the head of the NFLPA, Lloyd Howell, has resigned in disgrace. Are we willing to go that far?
Wow.
Over some previous allegations had popped back up. Pablo Torre had uncovered this on his podcast. Pablo Torre finds out, which, by the way, also leads a little more credence to his Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson reporting. He's been a bit on a heater on the investigative journalism department, but Lloyd Howell will resign after less than 2 years as the head of the NFL Players Association. People had questions over the hiring process at that time. Now they'll open it right back up. Collective bargaining is still a few years away, so we'll see if this has any impact on it, but they're looking for a new lead.
Elsewhere in What's Trending, nine-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard has agreed to a three-year, $42 million contract to go back to the Portland Trailblazers, according to ESPN. He does have a player option and a no-trade clause included. Remember, Damian Lillard was on the Milwaukee Bucks last year, tears his Achilles during the postseason. They ended up cutting him to free up some money. He's getting paid still by the Bucks. And he gets this. He still gets $113 million for the Bucks.
That's what's crazy. But if he could do it all over again, knowing that he ring chased for a half a second,
I probably would have stayed.
Came up short. You think he'd have just lived his career in Portland?
Yeah, I get why he left Portland, and he did plenty of his, of trying to win there.
He doesn't owe Portland an apology or anything. I'm not saying that.
But obviously he didn't get the ring, right? So it didn't work out, and they came up short, and then he gets hurt. He's getting paid from two places now while he's recovering. Not a bad gig.
No,
I didn't realize this. He's 35.
Yeah, he's been a league for a while, man.
He probably ends his career in Portland.
As he should. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I like it, for sure.
And it stinks that he'll never win a championship, but he's a great player.
Yeah, because the Blazers are awful.
I mean,
they have the third worst odds to win the West next year, so.
They're bad. Next up on What's Trending, according to reports over at Front Office Sports, a docuseries following Bill Belichick over at North Carolina.
Yes, I'm going to watch that. Is Jordan in that too?
I guarantee you she got some EP credit, seeing how what she was trying to get out of the NFL for Hard Knocks, certainly on that end. They just went and shopped it to Hulu instead. So a docuseries that's following Bill Belichick at his time in North Carolina will be on Hulu, according to Front Office Sports.
That is what's trending
They might even open up with her instead of Bill Belichick. They might just start talking about her to open it.
they just show someone blowing a whistle, but actually then they pan up. They show that they pan up and it's just her and she's running practice.
Jeez. She's calling a play. She's like, are we going to do zebra right or slant? Or you're like, what?
Or the opening scene is they're on the beach and it's when she's doing the, what do you call it? The photo that
was going to airplane. Airplane.
Yeah. And that's actually how the scene, the Hulu show starts. She's just, just right there. Belichick and her on the beach.
Shane Gillis took his shots during the ESPYs.
Yeah. We were planning on time out of it with all the Rashee Rice news. We didn't get to Shane Gillis and some of the jokes that he had during the ESPYs. But I thought the Belichick joke actually, you know.
A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime. They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar. The little engine that could, but needed a pill first. And of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs. That was my favorite one. I'm not trashing Bill Belichick. First off, he's 73 years old and he's dating a hot 24-year-old and people are criticizing him? What happened to this country? We used to be a great country. He won 6 Super Bowls. Yeah, he's dating a hot 24-year-old. Maybe if you guys won 6 Super Bowls, you wouldn't be sitting next to a fat, ugly dog wife.
Jeez. Whoa!
They let me do it. I don't... This is Disney. They allowed that. I'm going to tell you a story. I was at a... we should have taken that out.
By the way, Shane Gillis in town tomorrow in Kansas City. He'll be at T-Mobile soon.
You gone?
I thought about it as of now. No. We were talking with Kramer before. He's got tickets. He's going. I thought about it. We'll see if ticket prices dip a little bit.
You might head out to, is it at T-Mobile?
It is at T-Mobile.
Have any of you guys been to a comedy?
I've been to a few. Show?
Not for Shane. I've never seen Shane Gillis in person. I was at the last comedian I saw in an arena was Sebastian Maniscalco, which was in the last 6 months.
My brother loves him.
He's hilarious. I've only been to like 5 or 6, Drew, and it's like, I don't know, for whatever reason, all the like major stand-ups of like probably my generation. So I've seen Seinfeld and Chappelle and Aziz Ansari and John Mulaney.
Mulaney was at Starlight.
Those are like kind of it. I haven't seen like a lot outside of that.
Dave Chappelle probably was awesome.
Oh, and it was high. It was like after season 1 of Chappelle's show.
Oh man. So I've never been to a comedy show before.
Really?
Shane Gillis isn't my cup of tea. If I had to pick somebody, I'd go to a Bill Burr show. I think Bill Burr is hilarious.
So obviously we're talking about some of the big arena acts, but you should go to the KC Comedy Club or whatever up there.
It's in Zona Rosa, isn't it?
Yeah, you should check out. Dave Koechner was just there last night, I think, actually.
Yeah. Yeah,
they got a little comedy. But I've seen, Mulaney.
Mulaney's good.
Sebastian Maniscalco in the recent history, recent years. And then I told you I saw Andrew Dice Clay in Vegas like 8 years ago.
Classic.
And Backstreet Boys are going to be there when you guys are there, right?
I'm kind of tempted to go.
Yeah, at the Sphere, too. I haven't seen the Sphere. Cody and I have talked about we will be in Vegas with Circa Sports and Circa Resort. Make sure you join us if you think about this contest weekend. We're going to tell you more about it during the fan club.
Just get the frosted tips and go to the Backstreet Boys concert.
You and I going to Backstreet Boys on a Friday night in Vegas would be hilarious. Also, it would be a ton of fun, I think.
I think I would enjoy it. I would go to the Sphere.
Yeah.
We can go see Backstreet Boys at the Sphere.
Oh, I'm not against it.
What's a ticket run?
We got to see what the ticket prices are. We might have to make it. Phone call or two and see what we can do there.
Make a connection.
I'm not against it. I just think it'd be funny.
It would be funny you and I going to a Backstreet Boys show together. But who's to
Someone said, imagine if Bill and Jordan Hudson were on the Kiss Cam.
Oh my goodness. All right, watch this.
Wouldn't have freaked out the way.
We're going to talk about Coldplay Couple in 8 minutes, I promise.
Okay.
We'll talk about Coldplay Couple in 8 minutes from now. In the meantime, let's talk about the Royals, who, as we mentioned during What's Trending, they're in Miami. They begin a series tonight against the Marlins. And the Royals, to this point in time, find themselves, 3 under 500, 4.5 back from a playoff spot. And we all know what the problem was in the first half of the season. So if I were to ask you, hey, the Royals in the final week of the season are occupying a playoff spot, how the hell do they get to that point? What does that look like? And it's a long list. I think it's a long list. One, the big three have to do what they did the last 2 weeks. Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny have to continue to be what they were last year. And we've only seen it in spurts this year. That has to be it the rest of the way. on top of that. I do think Jack Caglione, he doesn't have to be Mr. 280 and 20 home runs, okay?
But he's got
to
be a lot better.
He needs to be 240 and hits 10 home runs the rest of the way or something like that. I really believe that has to happen because I don't think they're just a bat away. And so if you're saying, well, they're going to make another trade that gets a bat in the outfield, okay, I don't think that's enough to make it happen, especially if you tell me they do trade Seth Lugo, so then your rotation gets weaker. We asked Jake Eisenberg the key. He said Cole Reagans, and I understand what he's saying, but Cole Reagans is not back till middle of August. That's another month.
The issue is that, and yes, I do think Cole Reagans would be a portion or a factor into those conversations. Caglione as well. But based on where they've been a majority of this year, they can get a lot closer by simply just hitting better with runners in scoring position. If they do that and Jack Caglione is better, they can be comparable to last year's offense. But I do think in order for just those two things to be enough to drive them into a playoff spot, they can't trade Seth Lugo. If they trade Seth Lugo, a lot more has to line up in order for it to happen. If just Jack Caglione is better and they hit with runners in scoring position and they keep Seth Lugo, they can make a run towards the playoffs. I'm not saying I'm predicting it because we've made it very clear on this show. We don't think right now they're going to the playoffs. But I do think that they could make a run towards it with just those three things. But if they trade Seth Lugo, well, then it requires Cole Reagans to come back and immediately be great. Mm-hmm. No drop off from Noah Cameron. Rich Hill to make four starts and be more than passable. And for them to also not trade bullpen pieces and for that to maintain a strength and all the other stuff in between. So it does create far too many things. That's why I brought up the thing with Jake, which is there any part of the Royals? I would have a conversation right now if I were the Royals to try to decide on the buying and selling. Seth Lugo's appetite for an extension after this year that includes a buyout of that or a pickup of that option. Hey, man, pick up that option. And we're going to take care of it. We're going to give you a raise both in the option year and in the years to follow. But come back here and, you know, like, stay here. It's working.
Be honest, though. If
you're like the stadium, the team, we're trying. Like,
they should.
Those things.
They should. Know? They should find that out. I don't disagree. But put yourself in the shoes of Seth Lugo.
And you could just see the open market.
And you can still tell yourself, oh, I can still come. Like, you can. I can still come back. Like, that's the thing. I don't know if you want to do what you're saying if you're Seth Lugo.
It just depends on, like, sometimes with baseball players, because there is still a limit to what he'll get in a free agent situation. The questions for Seth Lugo, because he's still 35 years old, Cole. Let's not, like, this is not, if he's 25 years old, we're probably having a very different conversation. That's why I bring it up with him in particular. If you like where you are, if you like where you've been, if this has been a successful run and you think that it's always going to work here, there's part of me that wonders, like, would you at least consider it? You know, like, is it? And that's, again, why I'd say have the conversation. Now, I'm not saying, Gold, to your point, he wouldn't do it. His career earnings to this point, Seth Lugo is 35 years old and a guy who signed with the Mets when he was 21 years old. He has only earned, and by baseball standards, this is pretty low, $48 million. Gold, which means almost all of his career earnings are on this contract he is currently under with the Royals. If he's only earned $48 million, a huge chunk of what he's earned is this check. His last chance to get a check is now. This is it. But if you like it and they've paid you and you've now made enough money to live the rest of your life comfortably, would you take another three, but now more than 45, and spend the rest of your time in Kansas City, a city you like, as you get towards the end of your career? Like, you know, is there... I'm just saying, is there a conversation to be had? And I would, if I were the Royals, maybe entertain that. But yeah, in order for it to be done, runners in scoring position and Jack Caglione are probably the keys, without taking any kind of drop-off from what they've gotten out of Vinny Salvi and Bobby Wood Jr. here lately.
Yeah, 913-586-7965. Someone's saying, you know, he's a rental. What's the team going to give up for him? Seth Lugo, though, when you look at the pitchers that are available in the market, because we're talking about starting pitching, quite a bit, actually. Now, quite a bit.
I'm not saying Yankees and Mets are ready to overpay for Lugo.
Yeah. So this is different than, like, you're not talking about a rental of a Cedric Mullins, okay, where you're not going to get a ton back, or a rental of Michael Lorenzen or somebody like that. Seth Lugo will be potentially the best starting pitching option that's available for any team that's a contender. That's why it's really intriguing to look down the road of trading him, because you can get top dollar and maybe even an overpay. That's why. So, no, I disagree with the notion, like, you're not going to get much for Luka. No, no, no. That's the one player you actually would get a really nice haul for. Now, everybody has different, you know, people will be critical no matter what haul you get back for any
for
player.
Sure.
You know, like, look, they're not getting the number one prospect in baseball, if that's what you're asking. No. Okay.
What?
But they're not.
What's the movie Pipeline Top 100?
Oh, right, I think it's someone that's already in the big leagues, like Roman Anthony or somebody like that already, but who's already up with the Red Sox. But point being is, you know, now could you get the Cubs' number one prospect that's an outfielder or something?
Maybe
that, but not, you're not getting a top five prospect at all baseball for Seth Lugo, but you're still going to get a nice haul.
The highest rated prospect who is not already in the majors is Leo DeVries,
Padres,
who's
shortstop,
a 18-year-old,
right? Yeah,
in A-ball for the Padres. That is the highest.
Because he's 18, that would be one of those where maybe the Padres would be more willing. But I don't know if the Padres are looking for starting pitching still or not.
Seth Lugo was there before coming to Kansas City.
Or Sebastian Walcott.
Someone says prospects, nothing that helps them this year. Well, that goes back to what we've been saying from the beginning. This is interesting. It's for weeks, I would say 90% of the texts we got is sell, 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 sell. It's all about the future. And then now that we're talking about, well, you can you do both? Now we've got people saying they don't want prospects. So I don't know.
Prospects,
I don't know.
I mean, I understand they want, like,
I don't want, you know, he's an exception.
I don't
because,
want an 18-year-old. Yeah. Although if they offered him up in the trade,
well,
you probably have
that's
to take
different.
It,
he's the number, you know, he's a top five prospect in baseball. But no, I don't.
Third.
You're not taking a 19-year-old that's the 98th prospect in baseball. No, I'm with you guys there, but can you get pieces that can help you this year and beyond is what people want, 100% with that.
What's crazy is, like, because they only update MLB Pipeline once a month, Mizorowski is only 20th in MLB's top 100, and he was lower than that before he got called up.
Yeah.
Because everybody didn't realize just how good it was going to go.
913-586-7965. We got a great question on the text line. We'll get to that, I promise, but we got to talk about Coldplay couple. This is a great question from somebody. We'll talk through it in a second, maybe in the next segment. But for now, let's get to the latest with Mr. Coldplay and his what, HR assistant, PR assistant,
yeah,
whatever the whole story is.
Strong.
Well, I don't know what that is, but
it's not that.
No. There was a lot of statements out yesterday. Most of them are all false, because the CEO allegedly put out a statement of that the company that the guy is the CEO of. And
they're claiming it's fake now.
Yeah. Cause they were, people
I'm
were
sure he's also claiming that it was just a friendly hug,
well,
caught up in the moment,
yeah,
of the song, you know,
but the fake
too
statement that everybody, it made it seem like, yeah, he was blaming Coldplay for showing him on the video board, which would have been the most ridiculous, you know, hey, you're in a
really good fake one, because it seemed
50,000 people stadium, you know, or whatever. And you're blaming them for showing you on a video screen. This thing has just continued to take off though. Like, people tracked down the LinkedIn account. They found out that she got a promotion.
Got a couple of promotions in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we don't know, the only
unreal
thing I will say, what we
that's do, not great.
The
that
only
does
thing,
not look good. She might be qualified, but it doesn't look good.
The only thing we don't know, though, is was he already close to getting divorced? Were they already separated? We have no idea, right? That we don't have the answer to. But I still think from the very beginning, other than the obvious don't cheat, is when they were on camera, if they just would have continued to hug each other, nobody would have ever said a word.
It is an
nobody would have known.
I got to be honest. It is an all-time panic move. He saw himself on that video board and shrunk so fast. And he didn't expect Chris Martin to work the room like he's a guy who knows how to do room work as a stand-up comedian. He didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst thing you could do in that situation, you'd be better to stand up and walk off camera. To shrink down is the most, like, somebody described it as, it's the first version in real life I've seen of Homer Simpson backing up into the hedges. Where you're just like, oh God, oh, I gotta, I don't know how to get out. I don't know how I'm supposed to get out of this. So I'm just going to get really low now. And you're like, oh no, man, come on. But the fact that it was like a company outing, the head of HR, the person in front also worked for HR, him. What I wouldn't kill to just, like, sit in on an internal meeting of what took place after, like, the internal memo, whatever, the Slack channels. We don't even deal with that in a company like you. I mean, I'm sure there are Slack
My
channels.
My assumption
here,
is people in that office probably knew something was already up. You saw the third person.
You think so?
The third person
in HR knew.
No, but the third person in the video at the Coldplay concert, not the couple, but the woman that's to the right of them, I guess, or the left, She's like smile. Like she looked like she, you know, she
got red.
Yeah.
Beat red. And I don't think it was because they just happened to show her up on a Jumbotron in a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's because, well, I mean, she was there. She must have seen them dancing.
Someone says it's between that man and his wife. Well, sure. But when Coldplay and in the video goes viral, I mean, at that point, the cat's out of the bag. I mean, it is what it is. As far as where they go from here, yeah, that's between him and his wife. But as far as the actual thing going viral, that's nobody's fault but his. Sorry. Like, that's or her and hers.
I got to be honest. I can't imagine how those conversations, whichever divorce attorney she hires, you're not going to have any trouble. That's not going to be an issue come the hearing. Like, well, as you can see, with this massively viral video, and he's a CEO, so he's got like stock options. This company's valued at like $1 billion. So like he might have messed up all of it.
Yeah, your life just changed in the matter of 10 seconds of a little.
I do feel terrible
video.
For the kids. I feel pretty awful.
Of course.
That's not a great way to find out. I thought my drive home and my dad told us on the way back from Colorado that our parents were getting divorced and she was living with someone else and our dog was dying. It was pretty rough. I think I'd take that. Given those two choices of the way my dad did it, which was we were in a car halfway back and he said, your mom and I are getting a divorce, she's moving in with another man, and your dog died. That might be better. And I thought that we had it pretty bad as a kid. I wouldn't want Chris Martin adding my dad's infidelity. Well, people, that's crazy.
People already found LinkedIn and Facebook of both of them. The wife, I guess, changed her name.
He deleted
his
LinkedIn,
she changed her name on Facebook or whatever because people have been, yeah, I mean, it's...
I will say, stay out of her mention. She didn't do it.
For sure.
She's a completely innocent party in this.
As far as we know. I mean, that's the thing. We really don't know.
At least at the moment.
We have no... I mean, honestly, are they already separated? We have no clue. We have absolutely no clue there.
Run the 816. Coldplay hasn't made a single in 2 years. They made two in one night.
Oh jeez, tough.
Do you think Coldplay feels bad? I saw an article that the person who shared the original thing felt kind of bad that she was the outer of this situation. And she's like, I feel kind of bad. Like it's making like there's a lot of guilt.
I mean, I think you would feel bad, but I think in the end,
she has a lot of guilt. And then the person she was with was like, you know, stupid prices, right? Like. You know, well, I don't know.
That's
to tell
the risk
you
like, took going to a concert with a coworker that you probably are having an affair
that
with.
That wasn't first person they showed up on the Jumbotron.
Right.
When you knew it was a possibility, you could have just let go. Like, no one was stopping you. Like, look, if you're in front of 50,000 people, you have no right to privacy.
They were too far in it. They weren't worried about the screen or anything. They were enjoying the moment together, Cody. They didn't think about getting shown on screen.
In the moment, man. Really tough, you know. That story, I hope we get an update. Honestly, I'm now very interested. It became the most viral thing of the entire day. Unfortunate, I will say for them, that every single media outlet, us and the major ones, right? Like, not like we're just a local radio station, but like every single media outlet who did not have a single home run to show from their baseball team, a single,
You're saying bad timing as well.
Yeah, bad timing. Because if this was Super Bowl Sunday, maybe you get brushed under the rug. If this is NFL playoffs, if there's a baseball playoffs and an NFL regular season, maybe you get lost in the shuffle a little bit. Not when there's nothing happening. Post-holiday, pre-football, no baseball, no hockey, nothing. Nothing. The only thing that's going on is people talk to... And if Chris Martin hadn't thought on his feet and said, I don't think it goes as viral if he doesn't say... Well, they're either having an affair or they're really shy. If he doesn't say that line, it doesn't also go viral, I guess, is the other portion of it. That's our update.
This is a perfect example of the text line, though. Someone says, I'm so obsessed with this story. Someone else said, why are we celebrating the breakup of a family? It's the number one story. Nobody's celebrating anything. It is the number one story on social media right now. And we talk about what people are talking about.
Yeah.
And there's not anybody right now that you know that's not familiar with this story at this point in time. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel bad
it's the way it goes.
And somebody's like, do you feel bad for the husband and woman? And yes, I feel bad for both. At first, I think it was initially being reported that people weren't sure whether or not she was married. If she's married, I also feel awful for him. It's terrible. That might be the worst way to find out someone is
being for the kids and the wife, obviously, you know, unfaithful. You feel worse for them, of course. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Up next, we did have a question come through on the text line that I think is very interesting as well. We'll make that the random question of the day. Plus, we'll go through a couple of predictions for players individually.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the second half. Coming up in a half hour, we'll get to Fan Club Friday here on Cody and Gold. Fan Club Friday is presented by Circa Sports in Las Vegas. We're going to be out there in August 20th. That's a Wednesday. We'll be there Thursday and Friday broadcasting live. It's contest weekend. They're big Circa Millions and Circa Survivor contests. We were out there last year, had a ton of fun with that. If you're someone that already picks games every week, if you're someone that already does Survivor contests, why not join the largest Survivor and picks contests that exist? We met a couple listeners last time out there. So you want to hang out in Vegas, see the world's largest sportsbook, stadium, swim pool, all of it. Plus, you know, go join the concert with us at the Backstreet Boys on Friday night too, you know?
I did see the ticket prices.
Well, yeah, it's the Sphere. They're not cheap. They're not cheap at the Sphere, man. Sphere's going to cost you a little bit.
We got to see if we can score a connection somewhere, you know? Are we connected people?
I don't know about in Vegas necessarily, but we will be out there for contest weekend and hope to see you guys there as well for the Circa Million and Circa Survivor.
Should be a great, great time. Again, we'll tell you more about it in the Fan Club as well. It's a huge, as you mentioned, the world's biggest. So it's an awesome time out there. We can't wait to be out there. Hope to see you out there in August. You got a month to plan the trip since Alex and I will be there starting on the 20th. So hope to see you out there that way. You had asked about the Royals. Let's talk a little bit more about them as they get back in action tonight against the Marlins. And very simply put, we don't have to make this just about like who does what, But there are a couple of players that I think matter the most as it relates to the prediction game for what's going on with Kansas City next. One is Jack Caglione. So what do you think he's going to do for the second half of the year? And I think one of the others is Noah Cameron, because I do think that. And then really, what is it the big three are able to manage to do? Can we start with Cags for a minute? Because the question I have even more as it relates to him is he on a short leash? So does Jack Caglione Gold only have until the trade deadline to sort through these things? And if not, he's going to go back to AAA and they're going to go back through the veteran option. They've gone through this. Or the second he made the major league roster, they were just committing to let Jack Caglione fix his problems at the major league level.
That's what I think. I mean, unless you get to a point where you feel like it is truly in terms of the mental side of the game where it becomes such a detriment to stay at the big league level. Otherwise, no, I think he will be with the club at the big league level for the remainder of the season.
I hope you're right. I do, because I think he should just... I don't think he was there learning anything in AAA Gold, so I'm not really exactly doing it. I think Jack Caglione's going to have a good second half. I think he started to hit, not way better, little better towards the break, put a few more balls out into the seats, and now we'll get 4 days to be like, phew, I made the big leagues, I understand, I get what is expected of me, and now I'm going to try to solve these things. And so I think that this break is big for him. And I'm not saying he's going to go on a run where he hits 15 home runs over the final 60 plus games, but I do think he's going to have double digit home runs the rest of the way. And I do think he's going to be a big contributor to the offense the rest of the way. Cameron is my biggest question mark. And I don't know why. It's not even like that I doubt his ability at this point, because it's not that. It's just, you don't see players come up and have this kind of success this fast, this often. So your Gold always waiting on the other shoe to drop. Normally, the guys who burst in the league and play like this the entire way are the guys you're expecting it from, like Paul Skeens. When he came up, Gold, everyone expected him to be a dominant force, and he was immediately, and he won Rookie of the Year and all the other stuff. It was expected. Noah Cameron is so unexpected, he's not even in the top five Rookie of the Year odds, even though he has the second best WAR out of any American League rookie currently playing. He has a better WAR than Jacob Wilson, the current favorite to win the American League Rookie of the Year. And yet, that's what to expect him. So, like, he's a big question mark for me. I think the Royals are going to finish above 500 in the second half, though, I'll say, as far as just where the team goes.
Yeah, I mean,
I expect them to be a better than 500 team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's crazy. And by the way, saying that obviously won't be just good enough to make the playoffs. They're obviously going to have to be better than...
There have to be 10 games above
500. Yeah, they're going to be better than just above 500. So, no, I think they will be above 500. The question would be if this first week... out of the break, so this weekend and all next week, if it's a bad 10-game stretch to the point where it's like bad, 2-8, 1-9, like that bad, I don't think it will be. But if it is, at that point, then you are more willing to trade even more so than maybe you already are. Lugo, Lorenzen, and others, and you get to play where your rotation takes such a hit that it gets really, you know, ugly the rest of the way. I don't think that's it. As I told you, I think they'll be 300 to 3 above 500 the remainder of the season. Not like as in the second half, as in their overall record.
So you think they're going to be around a 500 team this year? When it all shakes out, your second half prediction for the Royals is they finish around 81 wins.
Yep. Which obviously won't be good enough to make the playoffs.
And they come up 5, 6, 7 games short of
an eventual playoffs. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they end up as, you know, 8 to 10 plus games above 500 in the second half. That'd be amazing. I think as we went through, there's too many things I think that have to get corrected, and too many players that have to reverse course. Some, yes, have a track record of performing, but not this year. Okay. And there's also a player or two that I think has to perform that hasn't yet in their career. And it doesn't mean that they can't figure it out in their career, but it's still a big ask. And I don't know how aggressive they're really going to be, nor should they be in the trade market too. So, and in terms of bringing in truly a bat that helps them.
It's okay to be disappointed in it, but I'm right there with you. If you make me guess right now, final record for the Royals, I would guess, not kidding, 81-81. It's funny with baseball because it's such a long season. That means you screwed up 5 games you shouldn't have, or the season's different, and you get to go to the playoffs and try to play in the wild card round and you know, try to go on a miracle run like you did in 14 and all the things between it. We're talking about the difference of what were the 5 games you screwed up that you shouldn't have screwed up, or the 6 games you didn't screw up? But that won't send me into a panic that they're not heading the right way as an organization. Back-to-back 500-ish seasons, they were better than that last year in a playoff appearance. I'll be disappointed. It'll be a disappointing year. They should have been a playoff team this year. If they follow up short of that, they will. I will still be going back into next year, assuming this once again should be a playoff team. That is the expectation that is placed on you and should be placed on you and everything in between.
That'd be an expectation, but they would have, at that point, they would have... there's
no Lugo.
Yeah, I mean...
Hypothetically.
Yeah, Salvador, a big question, what you do with Salvador Perez with the player option, $13 million, what do you do there? You still, at that point, will need to make a decision, I think, on Chris Bubich in the off. There's like, you're right, the expectation will be...
stuff this
expectation awesome. Will be playoffs again, but I would say they have more work to do next offseason to a certain extent.
I think they have more work to do to secure their rotation. But last year, don't forget, they did still have to bring back one. They had to bring back Waka, mm-hmm. and they had to shore up a pretty bad bullpen.
Yep.
This year, I don't think they have nearly as much work to do in the bullpen. That's far more established and comfortable and under contract and secure. If they don't trade,
I think so. But also, if they trade Carlos, then your Urseg, Hunter Harvey's gone, so and he's basically been gone all year anyway. But you have Urseg and Cruz and Serpa. I mean, those are three arms. Versus right now, you feel great about Carlos and Urseg. And if I told you Cruz going into next season along with Serpa. So bullpen arms. They just fixed it in one offseason, so it can be done versus trying to go and get bats or starting pitching.
Their biggest problem is, do they finally commit the contract like they tried to offer to Santander to an actual corner outfielder? Because think about how much better you would feel about the lineup if there was just a corner outfielder who was a free agent who they paid a bunch of money to.
I would hope the frustration of seeing how your outfield has panned out this year and when you whiffed on guys you were targeting last year, I would hope that would cause you to step back, as long as also ownership is in support of it, to go and be really aggressive in finding that bat. Now, maybe they do some of that with the trade deadline too. That's the other way besides just going out and flat out spending money in the offseason. So,
who are the available free agents in the outfield this upcoming season? Okay, can't help that the first one's Trey Mancini, the 34-year-old. I gotta say, not off to a great start. Why are they giving me so many pitchers? We'll see.
Trades.
Well, and that might be what it is. Rather than what we're discussing, a free agent acquisition, what's to say that the prospect that you move doesn't buy you that instead, Gold? Another option available to the organization in those circumstances, and they could go that route. But yeah, at this point, I'm just kind of assuming they're going to finish around 500.
Random question.
The random question of the day is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. So for you, Gold, you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965. And of course, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, where we live stream the show 4 hours a day. This time, come via the text line.
Yeah.
I had one prepared, but it was a good question on the text line, so a good one. I thought you were going to say
that. No, I got it.
No,
I got
go
it.
Ahead. Yeah. I have it, but okay. Just go ahead, please.
All right. This came from the 816. Said, have any of you ever been fired? Young professional in sales, I just got put on the hottest seat imaginable, and I'm having a difficult time staying focused.
So they
that's the question, and also
so
advice.
On a PIP, right? A little performance improvement plan, but a pretty serious one from the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So for starters, have you ever been fired?
You've been laid
my
off.
My station when I was in ESPN Boise, the station doesn't exist. They literally got rid of the station. So they laid off everybody. So that's the closest thing to this flat out fired that I've had.
But that came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was not a fun couple weeks stretch.
Being laid off counts, correct?
I
think for the purpose of this conversation, it's tough, though, because
it's different.
In this case, he's saying he's nearing firing, can't focus, and can't figure out what his next step is. When you're laid off, a lot of times there's not the next step part until you're already out of the job, not in the job.
Yeah, the difference also is, like, since that station went away and they laid us off, there was at least some sort of severance package, whereas when you get fired, usually, not always, but usually there's not, depending on your contract and things like that. Our business is a little bit different than
others. Okay, so the question is, does he maintain his focus and trying to improve his workload well enough?
Yeah, do you like the job?
To keep this job?
I guess I would ask, do you like the job?
Or do you move on to the next job?
I would ask that guy or gal that texted in, do you like the job you have? Like, is this a career path you want? Do you like the job? If you're like, you don't like it anyway, then you should be looking and obviously not going to pan out.
But here's the thing. I think it's too, like, we talk utopian society all the time.
Yeah.
I think it is incredibly utopian to think everybody's going to like their job. I think you can like the money that the job gives you. And that can be enough just as long as you can keep yourself motivated in order to do it. So, like, from this guy's perspective, I would say, if you want to keep this job and need to keep this job, I guess time to start kicking ass in the areas they don't like it. But if they're threatening you with firing, I would already be looking for work, wouldn't you? Like, if I'm already on the performance improvement plan, well, then my resume's out. I'm trying to be the leaver, not the leavee, right? I'm not trying to get fired. I'm trying to tell you I'm gone. That's a much better scenario.
Of course. I think if anybody could pick that.
This person may need to just find another job anyway, yeah.
Did your dad, my dad's stance on this, when anytime, like, and there were a couple of jobs I hated very early in my career. His thing, or his piece of advice at that time was always, never quit a job until you got the other one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I honestly feel like that's just kind of, I think.
People don't universally do that.
I thought that's kind of common knowledge. Like, even if you hate your job, unless you got a nice,
unless you're the best decision.
Yeah, I'm talking strictly for financial. Now, look, maybe if mentally it is messing you up so much,
then go for it.
That,
yes, I agree.
And then you got to get out. You got to get out. But or you just have a very nice cushion behind you as far as financial means to not work for X amount of months. But otherwise, yeah, like you don't quit a job unless you have another job lined up.
Someone said follow the PIP and plan your exodus, yeah. Because it is easier. I will say, if you have a job and then you apply for a job, it's easier to get some of the terms and things that you would like in the new job. If you're without a job, yeah, they know
harder
you need
it's
it.
It's harder to get a job.
The negotiation point is point of contention. They're like, well, this person's employed. And, you know, they don't know that you're on a performance improvement plan.
But like a lot of this, I think both these things we just discussed, I thought are just like somewhat common sense things that everybody recognizes. And
I've known people to quit jobs before they had new ones.
Yeah. I just think the preference wise, everybody knows like you're the person hiring you. It's easier to get a job when you have a job. That's pretty much a common thing.
I think it might be utopian, Cody, but I am very much in the stance of do what you love to do. And if you work hard enough at what you love to do, you're going to be able to make it, and it's going to be.
I think that's great. You'll never hate your job. That does not exist in a lot of ways.
The texter responded.
Because people settle and they're comfortable. You know, they to be real.
The texter responded back to the original question when we were asked him back. He said, "I do like my job. This is a good career path. It feels rash and very random. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Try and remain focused that it's not the end of the world."
Okay, so if you follow the performance improvement plan, you will likely still be okay. I got some follow-up questions about, are you not reaching sales goals? It's a sales job, right?
That's what the
text
line says.
Is it just simply just you're not reaching the sales goal? Well, then you got to decide. If you like the job well enough, you can work outside hours or do the things that aren't required of you, but that might allow you to keep the job. But if, again, that's not inside there and there are other good sales or career opportunities, in sales, there are lots of other career opportunities you might enjoy. If you like the career path and you like the job, there are other places in which that is still available. Drew, I get it, man. I know it's rich coming from the guy who does like professional dum-dum radio, just coming here and I just like yak into a mic. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, every job's got its flaws, including this one, right? So I know it's rich coming from me, but there is, I'll just be honest with you. I have people in my life, siblings, who I don't think they're like, this job, I'm passionate about it. It fulfills me mentally. But the job it's not a nightmare. And it pays well enough that you like all the things that brings. So you just keep doing it.
It allows you to cover your family's expenses. Yeah.
I'll just be honest. If I got fired from radio, I'd probably be looking for one of those jobs. I'd just be looking for a job that I like the cash. And it allows me to do the things I want to do in this world. I'll figure out the rest.
Well, no, and I think that's...
I have to love every second of the job.
I think that, you know, and that's where your priorities are, you know, a little bit different for everybody. I get, and you, if you're in a situation that you don't like, I understand having to suck it up and deal with it while you also try to pursue what you want to do being a necessary thing. Because ultimately you have to survive.
That always got people giving him other job opportunities. 913, tell them to go apply for HVAC shops. Over 200K a year in sales and nothing easier than selling air to people with none. I mean, I'm sure when your AC's out, that's about the easiest time to be like,
a car's at the shop right
would
now.
Would you? Yeah. If Gold accidentally stumbled onto a car lot right now, this would be the easiest time of his life.
I'm waiting for a phone call right now, actually, to find out how much this is going to cost me to fix this.
From the 816, PIPs are written to fail. Good luck overcoming it. They're saying once you're on there.
Maybe so.
See, now we're going to send this guy into a panic. I don't want him
We're supposed to try to calm him down a little bit.
I can't reassure him. I've never been on a performance improvement plan. Has everyone been on a performance improvement plan?
He said there is no PIP. This is the job that's never been done before.
Oh.
That's never been done before.
Oh. But they're making it clear that
he just knows he's on the hot seat and he's got to claw his way out.
Okay, well, then just call your way out.
I'd say that.
Can I ask how old you are? Please text it. I'm just curious how old you are.
Day by day.
It's one of your first jobs? Is that what he said?
I think it's one of those things that you have to take it. I know this is a very, I guess, a sports reference in a way, but taking it day by day and moment by moment actually is... It's similar to the Instagram story I posted, actually. Day by day, moment by moment. But I think literally focusing
on... like car bumper stickers.
But again, it is very car bumpery. However, I think if you actually apply it and you think about it, there's direct application to everybody for taking things one step at a time and being able to try to focus on one thing and getting better at one thing. And ultimately... everything will improve overall.
Again, I guess the question for those just tuning in, and I guess it answered our age question. He already said young professional, but the question was, have any of you ever been fired? Young professional in sales. He said he just got put on the hottest seat imaginable and he's having a difficult time. And that's how we've gotten to this conversation.
But new role, new thing. They might not have had it all sussed out. Are there other roles you could go back to? There's lots of stuff. You like working for the company. What is your dream retirement job? Let's say you got to have a job just to make part-time hours. Some guy in the text line said 25 years of construction, excited he just got a job at Ace Hardware. I am always impressed at the knowledge of just like the random hardware store employee. This guy's doing it, that explains to me like, how the hell do you know every single thing I'm looking for here? I know Drew's is a starter at a golf course. So like, I don't have to ask him. His dream retirement job is old dude sitting by the water cooler. Like, are you the 812?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the 812. That is it. Head on up to one. It's open today, boys. I know that's his dream job. There's no question in my mind that's his dream job.
Dream retirement job. I'll be honest, that's not really something I've thought about. I'm not even kidding.
I'm just saying, like, if you have to have him, what is it?
Dream retirement job.
I don't think it's like a Lowe's or Home Depot for you. No, you're not a Walmart greeter
definitely
type.
Definitely not.
Because your dad works like he's
that's a good question. Dream retirement job.
Gold's going to go back to doing the video game reviews.
No, it probably right this second, it would probably be something related to like cards or sports betting, honestly. Like,
sure, just work the sales counter to a card store?
Something like that.
But I think I'd want to go really work with like dogs or something, right? Just a counter to a place that like takes dogs in.
Like a shelter?
Yeah. Or you take them for a walk, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. So someone says Instagram model or influencer. Actually, Cody, I'm just going to be an actor. I'm just going to be retirement job actor as an extra in every possible thing.
Chase that dream, Gold.
Yeah, that's it. Ask the guy at the Coldplay concert.
Someone says my dream retirement job is driving the taxi boat at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, ooh. All right.
Just sitting on the lake.
Nice.
Driving people. I don't want to deal with drunk people that much. It's not my dream retirement job because I don't want to. When you're not the drunk one, drunk people are annoying. When you're drunk together, everything's cool. But like when you're, you're in there. Cameraman for Coldplay concerts. Great retirement job. Someone says the dream retirement isn't the start of the golf course. It's the marshal. You get to drive around and yell at people to go play pad to golf master. Hey guys, you're behind pace.
I'm gonna be totally honest. I'd rather be the starter than the marshal because you're a curmudgeon being the marshal.
Oh yeah.
You eventually don't like it. Even if it's funny to yell at people and stuff, eventually you're like, I don't enjoy doing this. Being the starter, what's up guys? How's it going?
I will say the one pick of the marshal is picking on everyone's golf game and they're like, whew, that went right in the water. Yeah, picking on them a little bit as you're telling them to pick it up. It is kind of funny to like get to pick on people a little bit as you're cruising around. That is enjoyable.
I thought you guys were going to be in hot takes, you know, doing a podcast at 85 together.
No.
Well,
no, I don't want to be doing.
What is it called? Saggy takes? I mean.
I don't want
that actually.
I don't.
That's exactly what it's called.
I mean, then you just kind of.
Please tell me there's some old guys that already have that name for a podcast.
I mean.
Saggy takes is a beautiful podcast for sports takes when you're in your
80s. It's crazy to be like, all right, we're in our 80s and our audience is other 80-year-olds. And then we're just talking about problems for 80-year-olds.
I need
like,
to get that name reserved now.
You should right now. Yes.
Saggy takes.
The Saggy takes every podcast. Bunch of 80-year-old dudes just talking sports.
Problems.
Yeah. Cody, sports and everything. Yeah.
Cody, every single take would be back in my day, every single take would have that sort of a storyline.
It'll be sponsored by Blue Chew or something.
I mean, I think it fits for you guys to do that.
Saggy Depends. Takes.
I think it makes Blue a lot Chew. Of sense.
40 years from now, 50 years from now.
That's a long time.
It's not my dream. I don't want to keep doing this job in retirement. I want something that's like a different... energy to it, you know?
All right, up next, we will get to a Fan Club Friday presented by Circa Sports and Circa Resort out in Las Vegas. We'll have Danner from Four Hands Brewing stopping by. I had a question that a friend asked me about jerseys. I want to ask you guys as well. We'll get into that. Plus, we'll talk more about the Chiefs heading into camp next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.